Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to episode number 96 of the DB2 Night Show. Today we're having our second annual DB2 Eggnog Party. I'm your host, Scott Hayes, President and CEO of DBI and IBM DB2 Gold Consultant and Information Management Champion. Today we've got a portfolio of special guests, Bernie, Ember, Klaus, Iqbal, Michael, Julian, Susan. Christian might not be able to make it. Willie, Martin, Santa Claus, and others. Let's see. Moving right along. As always, the DB2 Night Show is your show. Please follow us on Twitter and use the hashtag #DB2Night if you have anything to say. I'm actually monitoring on a continuous search all of the tweets that contain DB2 Night right now. So if you want to ask any questions of any of our guests today, just put a tweet out with that hashtag and we'll find that question. And you can always use the Q&A tool for GoToWebinar as well. Make sure you're joining our LinkedIn group, the DB2 Night Show. And the disclaimers. Yes, this is all the junk and we're just not going to read it today because we have more interesting people to talk to. Tonight's show, quick announcements, studio audience polls, chats with our DB2 Rockstar guests. We'll be taking your questions, and then we'll wrap up. 11th of January, episode number 97, cool stuff that nobody else is talking about in DB2 10-1 with Iqbal Gorawala. You'll be joining us today with Triton Consulting. 25th of January, episode number 98, DB2 10 performance update with Bernie Schaefer. He's on our roster of guests today. On January 25th, 1 p.m., DBI is offering a webinar, How to Tune DB2 in a Minute. Look for that at bit.ly/DBIEvents. DB2's Got Talent 2013, great prizes. We are now accepting contestant applications. We've got a few more on the DB2 ZOS side than we have on the LUW side, but that's all right. It's still early and the applications are coming in. For our studio audience, you get to register once for all the shows. We're not going to make you register 8 times for 8 different shows related to this contest. Register once and participate in all of the shows. Susan, why don't you share your thoughts with us about DB2's Got Talent? I assume she's still there. Okay, Klaus, Martin, anybody want to add their thoughts about DB2's Got Talent since you guys are all the judges?
Well, it's a great show to see all these people who dare to present, and some of them actually come up with awesome topics, a lot of fun or very in-depth, and I can tell that some of them actually got promotion and their career was enhanced because of the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go
ahead, Martin.
I was just going to add, I've met some really awesome people at conferences after they've participated, and also the topics have been pretty great. I mean, it's a win-win situation. The DB2 community wins, and the participants especially win because they get a chance to showcase their skills and get used to presenting. It's a fantastic thing.
There we go. And Susan.
And I'm unmuted now. I really enjoy being involved with the show, and I think, you know, I just wrote a blog entry called Rising Stars in the DB2 Community, and I think that's exactly what we're doing with this show, is we're really teaching people how to present, how to get comfortable with this topic so they can become the leads in the industry as time goes forward.
Fantastic. Congratulations to Jim Rutner with Cornerstone Brands in Westchester, Ohio. Jim was in the audience for episode number 95 on DB2LUW database change backout strategies, and he's going to win a $25 Amazon.com gift certificate. When today's show ends, look for that survey to pop up, complete it for us, and we'll put your name into the hat. move your mouse. Let's ask our DB2 community some polling questions. These are just lighthearted and fun. First question. Do you think the world will end tomorrow as some predict? Possible answers are yes, I'm partying tonight. Does anyone want to buy a Buick? No, a la Bill Gates, 500 years of calendars enough for anybody. No, I still have bills to pay. So I'm just having some fun here.
I still think if there had been room, it would have been nice to ask if people just had more stone on back order. They were actually planning to make more, but, you know, they're just waiting, and then they got busy.
All right, the tablets. Well, I think the safe thing to do is, even if you don't think the world's going to end tomorrow, tonight is a really good night to have a party.
Absolutely.
I'm going out to dinner with my wife tonight. It's my birthday. She might even sing happy birthday to me.
Okay. Well, we could sing happy birthday for you now if you like.
let's share the poll results first. Okay. Yes, 17%. 39% just said no, and 36% said no, I still have bills to pay. So there you go. All right, let's close that poll and look for the next one. In 2012, have you been naughty or nice? And while our audience answers that question, now you can sing happy birthday if you want, just to fill the airtime while people answer.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Scott, happy birthday to you. You didn't think I'd do it, did you?
Okay, closing the poll, sharing the results. And here's what people said. 31% claim to have been naughty. 69% of our audience has been nice. So there we go. That was fun. Are we going to ask anything else today? How did you hear about today's show? Did you find out about this on LinkedIn, Twitter, a blog? Visit our show schedule? Did a friend tell you? Are answering. So far, show schedule is the winner. That's cool. You know, that homepage for the DB2 Night Show is an internet destination. What I also like is, if you go to Google and start searching, you type DB2 space N, DB2 Night Show is one of the top suggestions. Going once, going twice. Closing the poll, sharing the results with our audience. 11% on LinkedIn, 6% of blogs, 69% from our show schedule, and 14% from a friend. So there we go. We'll save a poll question for the end. I ask people if they learned anything. Eggnog! Woohoo! It's my favorite time of the year. Let's see. Since microphones are already active for Klaus and Martin, and Susan, we'll talk to you guys first. You know, what we want to do during this eggnog bit here is ask people what were some of the most exciting DB2 things in 2012, some accomplishments or successes, and then take a moment to share your thoughts about 2013, if there's anything you're looking forward to. Susan, I invite you to go first.
Okay, I really enjoyed the events that I attended this year, and that was three IDUG-related events, one in Denver, Colorado, one in Berlin, Germany, and one right here in hometown Toronto. And what I like about it is meeting the people, the passion behind these people in sharing their knowledge with the product, and I'm looking forward to some good shows again next year, so I can get my fill of people.
Very good. Thank you, Susan. How about you, Klaus? What was great about 2012 in context of DB2 or your life?
We had some great DB2 symposiums. The one in the Netherlands was the biggest one in Europe ever. That was very, very nice. And for on the consultancy side, I had a very special project where I had a customer who ran into trouble because his data was not referential integrity enforced, and his applications made over the years mistakes. They didn't know. They found out the hard way. And we did a lot of querying and a lot of program writing to get everything in shape again, but I think we managed in the end. That started out as a minor problem and became really huge. So that was nice. And for the new year, this will be the 15th year of the DB2 Symposium, so that's a bit of a celebration year. It's actually a celebration all around. It's DB2 is a special year, IDUG is a special year, the DB2 Symposium is special. And we, of course, also have on the ZOS side the new release coming up. ESP starts in March, and well, who knows what the surprise might be, that it might even be released before the end of the year. So we'll see. So it's going to be a special year, 2013, if we make it.
All right. So are you partying tonight, Klaus?
Absolutely.
Attaboy. Martin, what do you think about 2012, 2013?
Well, this has been on a personal level. It's not been a good year for my wife, Helen. She's had anything from bronchoscopies to try to look into some breathing issues, which didn't really find too much, but ever since I've done all the tests, things have been starting to clear up. They did find one little thing, and she had her back operated on a couple of weeks ago, and got to a point over the last few years where we haven't been able to go out dancing or even go walking. So with that operation, we're hoping that things will return to normal in 2013. So I've got some things to look forward to. Thanks for my close friends who have been asking and sending their warm wishes and everything. That's been absolutely heartfelt and very, very supportive. On a work level, I'd like Suze and I went to the same conference as she did, one in Toronto and Denver and Berlin, and I'm also looking forward to being in Orlando this year at IDUG. I've been accepted to speak down there. That'll be just great. On the work front, DB2 version 10 on LUW has been exciting, and of course the rollout or implementation with customers on DB2 10 on Z has also been keeping me busy this year. It's been kind of good, and looking forward to next year. I just got a note in from a recurring customer, and it's kind of nice that some of the old things that I've been doing for years look like they'll be happening in 2013. A customer has a new person setting up a BI system, and they've added 842 indexes to the system, and much to my glee or chagrin, 243 of them have a full key cardinality of less than 10. So things will continue, and I'll be able to remove indexes in 2013. I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh,
isn't it amazing when you cut the training budget, you have to raise the consulting budget?
Yeah, some things never change. Let's just throw some mud against that brick wall, right? That's your expression.
That's right. And
just in case, maybe
you're not sure what to do.
We might need an index on this. Yeah, that's a fine idea. Now let's see how slow can we make this go.
That's it.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Martin.
Thanks. Happy holidays to all.
Happy holidays to all. I'm going to go crowd surfing now and look for Bernie Schaefer. I see Bernie just mentioned in the questions he got some software running last night. I wonder what software he got running. Okay, Bernie, we're turning on your phone. Bernie, your telephone line should be live. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can. This is Bernie Schaefer from the IBM Canada Labs, renowned for his performance updates and performance work. How are you today?
Very well. I'm just happy to be back in Canada after my last business trip of the year. So just got back yesterday afternoon in time to make it to my kids' Christmas concert. So that was good. And the software I was referring to was the plugin for this GoToWebinar thing. So I was a couple of minutes late joining as it was figuring out what it needed to install. So all good now.
Oh, I thought you were referring to getting DB212 running.
Ah, well, maybe next week.
Okay, so good. You got the GoToWebinar software working. That's always a good thing. So what are some of the highlights of 2012 for you? Did you travel? It sounds like you traveled a lot.
Yeah, traveled more than I've ever traveled in my entire life. So managed to see some new parts of the world. First trip to India, meet the team in Bangalore and a number of customers in Delhi as well as in Mumbai. So that was a new part of the world for me. And I always like to meet, customers and IBM colleagues and business partners around the world. So in terms of highlights for 2012, well, I have to say that, both the obviously the release of DB210 was a big event for me and my team. We put a lot of energy into it. Managing to integrate DB2 PureScale into the base and keep the performance constant for the basic operations was a real challenge and one that we are very happy with the outcome. At the same time, all the new query capabilities in DB210, we're really starting to see adoption. Like Susan, I was at IDUG in Berlin, and I did a session where I did a poll of the audience, not as fancy as the polls you do, but about half the audience had actually put DB210 for LEW up and running somewhere in their organization. And about 10% were already running in production. So, so far it's been received very well. SAP certification went very well. We have I know of a number of very large customers who have completed all their qualification testing for DB210 and have detailed firm plans to upgrade very significant size databases in production in early 2013. So I think those were really a continuous highlight, both from all the hard work it took us to get to GA and then all of the results working with customers ever since.
What are you looking forward to in 2013?
Well, we already have our next version cooking. It's already in alpha. We're looking forward to having a beta coming out in Q1. So, for people who want to engage in that. There's the DB2 beta at ca.ibm.com address. And I was over in Germany meeting with some customers who had been using the alpha and some very exciting results in that. So that's certainly going to be, 2013 is going to be a really exciting year from that standpoint.
Is that a new release or a new version, just to be clear?
Well, we'll leave that up to the marketing folks. It's more than a fix pack. So sometimes that's a new release, sometimes that's a new version.
I see. It's more than a fix pack. Fair enough. I don't want to steal the thunder and excitement of your show on January 25th next year on your performance update. But if somebody's going from 9.7 to 10.1, what are some of the common performance experiences looking like?
Oh, I get to use my trademark phrase, it depends.
Yeah.
So what does it depend on? It really depends on...
Which trademark phrase?
Well, I claim it as Bernie Schieffer's trademark phrase. So I've been accused of answering every question I'm ever asked with it depends, and it often does. So what does it depend on? It really depends on your workload. So for both IOD and IDUG, I put together a slide, which I also plan to show in January, where I take different kinds of categories of environments that customers might have, and I try to give them some, prediction, arm-waving prediction of what they might experience moving. Everything from neutral to greatly improved.
Neutral to great improved. Somebody else in our audience asked a question and said that he hears 5 to 30% depending on your workloads. I guess there's the it depends, right?
Well, and that's a pretty narrow range. So I know one customer who saw for their query workload saw 3x improvement. So that's a lot more than 30%. Now that part of what distinguishes that statement is, are you willing and able to take advantage of some of the new capabilities versus just doing an in-place upgrade. The 5 to 30% sounds to me like that's, that came from some measurements and summary slides that Michael Kwok on my team put together, where he was talking about if you do an in-place upgrade, changing nothing to exploit any new capabilities, and you have a, you know, query-oriented workload, then that's a reasonable kind of gain to expect. So that's one of the categories.
So just install it and things run a little faster.
If you're, that's right, if you're running, you know, queries. So if you're running, you know, super short running OLTP, the expectation would, you know, on the same hardware, not doing anything else, about the same is about the right expectation.
Right on.
So, so for example, the time to insert one row or to fetch one row has not dramatically changed between 9.7 and 10.1.
So of the many cool and exciting features in DB210, what do you think is the most compelling or motivating people to get to version 10?
I think it depends. In the OLTP environment, I really think the integration of PureScale into the base, the broader set of configurations and environments, the enriched functionality of PureScale, really makes it very interesting. You know, we've had a lot of customers move into production on PureScale in 2012. Just last week, I also heard that we had our first production rollout of a GDPC cluster, a stretch cluster in production. So that technology is really, you know, becoming very much mainstream. So that's been very exciting. I'd say, you know, on the query front, you know, there's a sort of really a trio of features that I think are, together really can provide some very compelling benefits. And the trio is adaptive compression coupled with the what we call MCP, multi-core parallelism, or the enhanced query parallelism, coupled with zigzag join. Those three features really combine very nicely together. So if you have a an environment, a workload, where you can apply those three new features, you will be, you know, very surprised, very amazed at what benefits you can get.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. I'm going to keep your telephone line open in case other questions or something come along. We'll just ping you.
All right.
I'm going to go crowd surfing now for, oh, there's my friend Julian Stoker. I think that's Julian Stuhler with Triton. Let's have a look. Okay, I'm going to find Julian here. Let's see. Julian, are you there?
Scott, I'm here, yes, and I've been called plenty worse than that over the years, so don't worry.
It says the last name is S-T-U-H-K-E-R. I think you had a typo.
Well, there you go. Finger trouble.
That's all right. It's late in the day over there in the UK, and you guys are already into the eggnog.
Yeah, I had rather too much eggnog last night, I have to say. So tonight's going to be a little bit more easy on the partying for me. I'm going to ease it on down tonight, I think.
All righty. So tell us about 2012 for you. What was exciting? What was cool? Some successes for 2012, and what are you looking forward to in 2013?
Well, 2012. I think probably the first thing is it was actually my 25th DB2 anniversary back at the start of the year. Actually, scarily been 25 years since I first started working with DB2, so that was a big one for me personally. Like the other guys that have spoken before, iDugs are always a highlight of any year for me, and I think especially Berlin this year just seemed to have a bit more of the buzz and the energy of the classic iDugs of old. It's really great to see that organization going from strength to strength again and really starting to build in numbers and enthusiasm and in terms of the entire community again. So that was great. In terms of the technical side, of course, DB210 for Zed is the area I work with most, and getting my first customers through onto production on DB210, and getting those to actually see some of the promised savings start to materialize in their own environments was brilliant. Every release of DB2, of course, there are benefits promised, but I think people generally are looking much more closely at these things now, and not only just in terms of getting the initial justification to get the project itself approved, but actually following up after the event and saying, okay, you know, you said you were going to deliver 5 or 6% savings, and it was going to translate to this much in terms of the operational cost for the organization. Now, how much have we actually achieved once we're in production? And just seeing some of those figures come through and showing real bottom-line savings for customers as they move to the new release has been very satisfying to someone that's been involved in some of those migration projects. And I guess the other technical highlight for me during 2012 was one of the customers I've been spending a lot of time with working over the last couple of years implementing a big SAP system on Z went live a couple of months ago, and it's great to hear that some of the things that I've assisted with actually seeing some benefit for that organization and getting them finally hitting production. So a busy year, but a great one, I think.
Well, let's get you a little bit of applause for that successful implementation.
Always one with the sound effects. That's great, Scott. Thank you.
We're having a lot of fun here today. What are you looking forward to in 2013?
Well, of course, as people said, it's DB2's 30th birthday, so there's going to be a lot of celebrations, I know, at iDUGS and some fairly special events that IBM are running throughout the year. The planning is already well underway for those, so I'm looking forward to participating in those. As Klaus mentioned, we've got Sequoia DB211 going into ESP next year. I'm going to be out at the labs in SVL in January, along with a couple of other gold consultants and information champions to find out more about that and hopefully meet some of the ESP customers and get up to speed in terms of what's been going on with that release. And you know, there's always a possibility that we'll actually get some formal announcements being made by IBM by the end of the year in terms of the availability of that release, which would be great. And of course, slightly ahead of that, as Ben was talking about, we've got a new release of LUW to look forward to as well, and there's some very exciting things being talked about for that as well, which I think are going to have some fairly major impacts and benefits for our LUW customers as well. So it's the merry-go-round spins round again. We've got a new year, a new set of releases on both platforms, and I think we're all going to be kept pretty busy.
You know, it's good to be busy, because if you're not busy, you're unemployed.
Yeah, you're beginning to sound like my wife now.
It's good to be busy. So, Julian, you just get out there and get some work done. We've got to send some invoices out. We've got bills to pay here.
Okay, I'll get right on it.
And I'm with you. I'm really looking forward to iDUG next year. It's going to be the 25th anniversary of iDUG. And DBI, in cooperation with HLS Technologies, are going to be putting on one heck of an evening reception on that first night, that Tuesday night. We're going to have a live band, live entertainment, and it's going to be quite a party. Reminiscent of the good old days of iDUG. We're bringing it back.
I'm looking forward to it already, Scott.
All right. I'm going to leave your microphone open in case we want to circle back to you and pick your brain some more. Let me find Willie Favaro. Let's see. Where is Willie? S-T-T. Where is Willie? He was in here a little bit ago. Uh-oh. Maybe he's gone. Klaus, do you see him in the audience? Well, there's Iqbal.
I don't see Willie.
Okay, well, maybe one of you can email him and ask him what happened to him. See if we can get him back. Iqbal, we just turned on your microphone. You're going to be our guest first thing next year, talking about the cool stuff in DB210.1 that other people aren't talking about. How you doing, Iqbal?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
I wanted to wish you happy birthday, but I won't ask you your age, of course. So, how's the day progressing for you so far?
Pretty good so far, because I'm hanging out with the DB2 community and many of my friends right now. So what a great way to start my birthday.
Fantastic.
You know, this is like one of the only DB2 night shows that we don't do on a Friday. This could be any day of the week on the 20th of December to hang out with my friends. What were some of the highlights of 2012 for you?
Well, 2012 was, as the previous participants have said, was quite a busy year. For me especially, it was DB2.10.1 on LUW, the release, of course, but in addition to that, actually taking one of our main customers into production with DB2.10 and seeing them start to use this, the fantastic new features that DB2.10.1 has, that's really comforting and it's great to see. No issues whatsoever, just better performance, better stability, better availability. So it's great to see a new release, and in the same year, one of our customers going to that release. So that was a big highlight for me. In terms of the community, the other highlight for me was being part of the conference planning committee at the IDA conference in Berlin. That was quite a rewarding experience. Very busy, but it's good to see you know, all the users, all the customers, all of you guys, and you know, as Julian said, the conference in Berlin had just a special buzz about it, and everybody seemed to benefit from the great content and the socialization and everything. So that's very exciting, very, very nice. I think those are the two main highlights. I mean, obviously, you know, we are supporting DB2 customers now worldwide. That was an initiative that we started last year, so that's really great to see more customers coming in from, you know, supporting them remotely on a global scale. That's another highlight for me personally, being the head of this department. So yeah, quite exciting times, really.
Great. And 2013?
2013, I think, you know, I don't want to really repeat what everybody has already said. The two anniversaries, very, very excited about that. The new release for DB2 on LUW, can't wait for to get on the program, the early program on that. I've heard some very exciting things about it, so can't really wait. And just, you know, continue to help our DB2 customers see the benefit of these new releases, DB2.10 and the new release coming up, and to help them really exploit these new features to work with the community. My talk in January, as you said, is to help the DBAs and the DB2 consultants who you know, to make use of each and every functionality, which is great in DB2.10, even though it's not been publicized that much in the literature and everything. So that's where I've started doing last year, and I'll continue to do this year as well, upcoming year.
All right, very good, very good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'll probably leave your microphone open here.
Sure.
Until GoToWebinar complains about too many microphones, I'll just leave them on and I'll go find somebody else to talk to here. Let's see if I can find Michael. Michael Tiefenbacher. Turning on Michael's microphone. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? All the way to Germany now. We're in the UK. We're in Germany. We're in the Netherlands. We're in Canada. Boy, this show is all over the world, and we're all talking together today.
Yeah, that's really great.
That's just cool what we can do these days. Now, if we turned on webcams, that would be even more interesting. No, because then you guys would see me in my pajamas on my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Scott.
Thanks. So what's been happening for you in 2012? Some exciting things that have happened.
Yeah, even if I repeat some parts of what the other guys already said, IDAC in Berlin was really great. We had really good, fantastic sessions, and even more important for me, I think, lots of interesting people to talk to, customers, IBM guys from development, and I think most of the special guests you have on your list today had been at IDAC, and it was a pleasure talking to them and exchanging ideas and information. So this was really cool and helpful for my work, and so it was really appreciated. It was great. From a project point of view, I'm very happy that we started a very exciting new project at a customer where we bring an old part of a data warehouse to the new technology, and we will change their data to XML structures, and we are trying to incorporate all the temporal table stuff. So this is going to be really excited. It started this year, and it's of course something I'm looking forward for next year, because we are going to do all the implementation stuff, and I'm pretty sure we will learn lots of new things, and it's good to have it in a real customer scenario. And also I'm looking forward to Barcelona, because IDAC is in Barcelona in Europe next year. So Barcelona is a beautiful town, and I hope I meet most of you guys there next year.
There's a lot of history in Barcelona, isn't there?
Yes, all the Gaudi buildings, and it's also a really nice town, and yeah.
Well, as I think about what you've said and I reflect on IDAC in Berlin, you gave a terrific presentation on Explains.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm also happy for next year being at the night show again.
Yes, and you read my mind. That's where I was going with this. We're going to have you on as a guest in April of 2013. That'll be before IDAC in Orlando. And you'll be giving that explained presentation to our DB2 community.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, as well as, of course, to the beta program or future development projects, how they like to call it. I'm really curious, and I'm excited to participate in that, I hope.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, you have such a nice way of presenting educational materials. It's your presentations are crisp and clean, and there's great examples, and so I'm looking forward to hearing your explained presentation next April.
Well, thanks. That's good to hear for you, because you have a lot of experience there.
Just a little bit, not too much. And anything else from you?
I think that is it pretty much.
All right.
So I want to wish all of the attendees a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, of course.
Well, thanks for those wishes. That's real nice of you. I'll leave your microphone on, and I'm going to look for Ember. There's Ember. Ember, you need to pay attention now. I'm turning on your microphone. She's currently looking at her email. Hello, Ember. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm paying attention.
Oh, we can actually tell when people are not paying attention. If we look at the attendee list and go to webinar knows if it is the application that is in focus or not.
Well, I had a notepad up of things that people were saying and things that I wanted to say.
Oh, perfect. So when that notepad then is in focus, then GoToWebinar thinks it's not the application that's in focus. So it looks like you're inattentive, even though you are being attentive.
And I'm even taking notes sometimes, you know.
That is incredible. You know, you've been a guest a few times on our show, a couple times now, and you're going to be speaking at IDAC next year. Tell us a couple of highlights of 2012 for you.
Wow, it's been a real banner year for me. You know, I committed this year to very consistent blogging at db2commerce.com. I started the year averaging about 25 page views a day, and at the end of the year, I'm over 250 page views a day on average. So it's really a banner year for the blog.
That probably deserves some applause. let me wind up the applause here. Show you.
And I also had my very first article published on DeveloperWorks, which was a real accomplishment for me, too.
Great, great. Susan Visser help you with that?
Yep, Susan helped me with that. Roger Sanders mentored me, and the whole opportunity came out of being on DB2's Got Talent. So.
And that's great. That's great. So, yeah, what a big year for you. What are you looking forward to next year?
Presenting for the first time at IDUG in Orlando. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm also hoping that IBM will certify DB210 for use with WebSphere Commerce so I can actually get my hands on DB210. Maybe get my hands on PureScale, too. I'm trying to talk a couple of clients into it. So.
How about that? How do you choose the topics for your blogs?
You know, most of it comes out of what I'm doing that week. You know, some bit of thing that I had to research, then I write it up for my readers so that when they go to research it, they can find the information more easily.
So you're getting inspiration for those blogs from your weekly tasks.
That's my number one inspiration. I'm now also getting to the point where I have readers giving me suggestions, and Melanie Stouffer actually came to me with a couple of ideas. It's nice to have the DB2 community giving me ideas as well.
There you go. Cool. 2013, what do you think?
I think it's going to be great.
Are you partying tonight?
No, I'm not a partier, and I'm getting ready for Christmas, and my 8-year-old's birthday is on Saturday, so it's a busy time of year.
Oh, yes, I know all about what it's like to have a birthday this time of the year.
Yeah, happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I get a lot of winter clothes for gifts. Of course, in Texas, that means it cools off to the upper 70s.
I think it's 9 degrees here today, Fahrenheit, so that's below freezing.
Wow.
Don't you just get belt buckles in Texas for your birthday?
Belt buckles, yeah. Belt buckles and winter clothes. And so I usually tell people then come summertime, you know, I don't have any clothes to wear. So I have to spend my time in the swimming pool. All right. Oh, my goodness. Mark is in the audience. I wonder if we should put Mark on. Let me see if I can turn on Mark's audio. All right. Anything else to share with us, Ember?
Nope, nothing else. That's the big stuff in my world.
That's the big stuff in your world. Well, I sure am appreciative of the blogging that you're doing because you're doing a really nice job with that.
I love it, and it's getting me great opportunities, and, you know, I got a promotion this year. It was partly due to the blog. So.
And your participation in DB2's Got Talent.
Yep, and DB2's Got Talent, and publishing on DeveloperWorks, which also came out of DB2's Got Talent. So.
There you go. Well, let's see. Mark is one of the top people in my mind on the DB2 Workload Manager. He has headphones today, but no microphone, so he's told me I'm not going to be able to get him on the air. Let's see. Who else do we see? Wonder if we could just turn on a microphone for a real DB2 user. That could be fun. So I cross Ember off the list. Willie, is Willie back in the audience yet?
No, I don't see him.
All right, well. Let's hear from Santa Claus. That was Santa Claus stepping in to visit. How about Shelly Zurak? She's an IBM person that helps run the Wisconsin DB2 User Group. I wonder what will happen if I turn on her microphone. We hear a little bit of background noise. Hi, Shelly. Are you there? No, it's not. Yeah, it's not. It's not working very well. I think we'll turn your microphone back off. Random acts of eavesdropping on the audience. Let's see who else is in our audience that we want to talk to. Hey, there's Peter Backlund. He's in Sweden. What happens if we turn on Peter's microphone? Peter, you're on the air if your microphone is actually really there. Peter is an IBM DB2 Go consultant.
Hi, Peter, are you there? I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, all the way from Sweden. This is a global show, this DB2 Night
show. Happy birthday, Scott. Happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah.
What exciting thing happened in the DB2 world in 2012 for you?
Of course, version 10, both on LUW and in the US, are the most interesting thing that's happening currently. And I don't have much customer anymore, but I'm still trying to do some kind of education and presenting and so on. So it's still interesting to do the research and find out what's going on. And just that I'm a gold consultant. That's not exactly true. I'm a former gold consultant.
Oh, former
gold consultant. Retired gold consultant now.
Okay, retired gold consultant.
Yeah, right.
What is retirement like? Is that enjoyable?
No, it's hectic.
Oh.
You can do one thing a day, then the day is gone. You go to the post office, or you go to the pharmacy, and then the day is lost.
Okay, so the rest of us are just going to keep working then, because you're not making retirement sound like very much fun.
Some of it is very fun, actually, the traveling and so on. And still, being part of the DP2 community is very rewarding. I attended IDEG in Berlin. It was great fun seeing old friends and young friends, too.
Yes, you have both kinds of friends, don't you? The old ones and the young ones.
That's right. That's right. I'm young at heart, at least.
All right. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you, Scott. Have a nice time.
All right. So, JKLM. Peter, turn off Peter's microphone. Midway through the show, we're supposed to do a commercial. A quick commercial break from today's show sponsor, DBI Software, offering smarter tools for smarter people. Hope you're visiting our site from time to time. DBI is now offering a $10,000 reward for a database that we cannot help tune up. See, in days gone by, we used to offer a $100 or $300 reward because we were looking for proof of concept evaluations of databases, looking for databases that, you know, we couldn't help make go faster. And the last 5 years, we haven't found any of those. So we thought we'd up the game here and increase the stakes. And let's see if you've got a database that we cannot help tune. And we'll, if we happen to find one of these, we'll send $10,000 to the charity of your organization's choice. You can get details on that at dbisoftware.com/downloads.php. I'd also like to point out, this is Oracle-type advertising. I apologize to our IBM guests on the line. 5 of the top 20 U.S. retailers are DBI customers, and it's actually a few dozen of the top 100. But, of course, due to confidentiality, we cannot tell you who these are. But we can tell you that Walmart is not yet a DBI customer. However, after they call us, they'll be able to offer even lower prices. So, Walmart, if you want to give us a call, you can join the DBI family of top U.S. retailers, and we'll help you run a better, faster, smarter, leaner, more efficient, faster business. And that's about that for that shameless marketing moment. I am surfing the Q&A here on the questions, looking for questions from our audience for any of our guests. We've got some big names on today: Julian Stuhler, Iqbal, Bernie Schaefer, Klaus Brandt, Martin Hubel, Susan Visser. Who'd like to ask a question of these people? Anybody have any questions? Your opportunity to ask a DP2 expert a question is about to expire in about 60 seconds. Anybody want to ask a question? So maybe this is when we're supposed to sing Jingle Bells. Where's the Jingle Bells? Jingle Bells music. Let's ask our audience if they learned anything today. Last polling question. Did you learn anything today? The audience is now asking. Oh, we have a question from the audience. Teradata run. How much faster does Netezza and Teradata run than DB2, LUW, DPF, ISAS, BCU? That sounds a good question for Bernie. Bernie, you want to talk about the speed of DB2 versus Netezza and Teradata? If he's still there. Going once, going twice, closing the poll, sharing the results with our studio audience. Our audience said 81% yes, 19% no. They're just here for the entertainment. Let's see. I hear some people laughing. When will IBM bundle the DBI software with their software? That's a great question.
Come on, Scott. Own up. You asked that question.
Come on, Scott.
I'm telling you the truth. That's actually a question from our studio audience.
Yes, I'm seeing that. Yeah.
And it's verified by Martin. Of course, that is to add value and sell more product. Maybe we'll have to talk to IBM about that.
Are you going to answer that, Scott?
We need to have that conversation with IBM, and then we'll get back to you on the timing. All right. So 81% learned something today. Now we can hide that. And we've had a really great year here at DBI this year. Revenues are up like 300% over last year. Super financial numbers. Add a lot of customers to our family, and I'm looking forward to 2013. In fact, it's probably on the heels of 2012's success is why we're going to throw such a big party at iDug next year in Orlando. Is DB2 AIX XML taking off in the industry? Are there any end-user tools that read XML? Any of our esteemed guests have a comment on, there's several consultants in the audience here. What are you seeing about XML adoption, Iqbal?
Not that much from the customers we have, really.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of it either. How about Martin or Klaus in your practices?
It depends on the customer. I've got some customers that are heavily into it, and I've got other customers that are not so much. It really depends on if they need to do data interchange between industries or governments. For example, the entire Canadian government, if you're a business of any size at all, I mean anything beyond small, you have to communicate with them in XML. And all of your W-2 summaries, as you call them in the States, have to be sent in XML format to them. So it's getting bigger up here.
Well, I always like a setup, so this is a perfect setup to do some promotion. I do a one-day seminar on the 13th of March in Dallas about XML and DB2. This is DB2 for ZOS, but it could just as well be LUW. From the customers I see, it's always a discussion. They have XML. Like Martin says, you can't avoid it. But the question is, shall we store it in DB2 or not? And what I'm doing in the one-day seminar is also show the folks you don't necessarily have to store it in an XML column. There are other features in DB2 as well, which are absolutely great to work with XML. So I guess every customer is into XML somehow, somewhere. It's unavoidable.
Okay. That's insightful. Somebody else?
Yeah, Scott, this is Jules. The only thing I'd add to what Clarence has just said is, of course, in common with so many of these other features that get thrown into DB2 now, temporal data is another one that springs to mind. A lot of these things really become useful when you're starting with a blank sheet of paper designing an application from scratch. As the guys have already said, most customers that have to use XML have been using XML for a number of years now, certainly before it became popular and really usable in version 9 and version 10 of DB2. So for those customers that had to go away and do it the other way, they're not going out and rewriting their applications to use pure XML, but those customers that are starting the new applications, and especially since version 10 on ZOS has come out with some of the features that I'm sure Klaus will be talking about in his one-day seminar, with being able to update in place and properly handle reorgs and things like that. I see a lot more customers starting to get interested in it, and that should start to lead through over the next year or two as new applications get written, that they'll actually start to make more use of these features.
Well, all right. Thanks, Jules. Part of this audience member's question, are there any tools out there that are reading XML? You guys know of any XML tools?
Well, certainly Altova, this is Bernie, is one company that has a whole suite of XML tools that integrate very well and very deeply with DB2.
Well, you were just the right man to have on the air. Thanks for that, Bernie.
So just go to altova.com, and they're like the one of the leading XML tool vendors.
All right. Did you hear the other question? Somebody was asking about Teradata versus DB2 BCU performance.
So I did hear that question. I don't think it's you know, it seems like a malformed question to me, in the sense that
a SQL statement that doesn't compile.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't. I mean, you know, both DB2, Netezza, and Teradata are all scale-out shared nothing databases. They each have relative strengths and weaknesses. You know, I've worked with many customers where we have replaced a Teradata environment with a DB2 environment. I've seen some customers start to deploy some Netezza environments where that's a good fit, and they really like that appliance experience. So, you know, I think that, you know, if that's a serious question, people know how to reach me, and I'm happy to have a more one-on-one discussion about what they think. Obviously, since they're scale-out MPP, how old your old system is and how big your new system is has a lot to do with how fast the two systems will compete relatively.
Excellent answer, Bernie. Thank you very much. And with that, it is 10:59 a.m. We're going to end on time today. That'll help me refresh my eggnog. Please complete the survey. When today's show ends, we'll choose a winner to win a $25 Amazon.com gift certificate. And, of course, we invite you to watch replays. Today's show is sponsored by DBI, offering smarter tools for smarter people. We're your trusted partner for breakthrough DB2 performance solutions that deliver invaluable results for organizations having the most demanding requirements and discriminating preferences. Stop by dbisoftware.com. Give us a shout at sales@dbisoftware.com. And also, we answer the phone, so phones work with us too. I'd like to thank everybody who was on our guest today and shared their thoughts for joining us. It's a lot of fun hanging out with friends on a special day at the end of the year. Have some eggnog. Thank you, Bernie, Ember, Klaus, Martin, Iqbal, Michael, Julian, Susan, and Willie. I know you were here for a while. Maybe you had to step out. But thanks, everybody, for joining us and sharing your thoughts. Farewell. Adios. Have a great day. It's where you say goodbye, Martin.
Bye.
Bye, Klaus. Bye, Jules. Bye, goodbye. Susan. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. Be safe. Drive safe. Hope we all get make it to December 22nd. Adios. Bye.
Bye, all.
Bye.